This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good evening, my friend. Welcome to girls high school basketball on this cold Saturday night across mid-Illinois. I'm Terry Toad coming to you from Simmons Gymnasium. And what else do we need to say? It's Litchfield hosting Hillsboro. Always a great matchup when these two rivals meet. And tonight they both bring in stellar records. And we have a special presentation coming up at halftime for you concerning the Class 3A IESA State Basketball Champion Panther Cubs. So it's going to be a full night of high school basketball plus a little talk about junior high basketball as well here on this Saturday evening. The Hilltoppers under Coach Brett Teakin off to a fine start. They're 7-3 on this young season, 4-0 in conference play. The Litchfield Purple Panthers 7-1 overall, 1-1 in conference play. So these two teams both playing rather well to start off this 2010-2011 campaign, and they meet here tonight in conference play. We'll take our first break. We'll come back with more from Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School right after these messages.
RogerJennings.com is your internet connection to Roger Jennings in Hillsboro. Pre-shop the inventory, meet team members, and find out more about the dealership. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, or you need a GM award-winning service department, just visit Roger Jennings in Hillsboro or visit RogerJennings.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
JF Benty Sons, your area Shell oil jobbers. Call 854-3164 or stop by 443 West Main for all of your propane home heating needs or auto service repair work and tires. Or visit Benty Shell Food Marts in Hillsboro, Litchfield, Brighton, Girard, Farmersville, Raymond, or Carlinville and get high-quality Shell gasoline and grab some snacks and drinks for the game.
Doctors Alan Shiles and Arthur Curl in Litchfield wishes all athletes a safe and enjoyable season. No matter what sport, it's important to keep your teeth safe. Use a mouth guard. For better protection, follow the directions to have that mouth guard formed specifically for your teeth. This message from Doctors Alan Shiles and Arthur Curl in Litchfield. Call 217-324-6223 or go to alanshiles.com.
Hi, this is Big Ed Wernsing's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carlinville. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs. And we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernsing's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carlinville.
Hey sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Terry Toad back at Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School in a game heard earlier today on WSMI FM 106. The Fighting Illini lose to the Flames of UI Chicago in a game that the Illini, I'm sure, will look back at and say, whoop, that one got away. And for those of you who maybe listened to the ball game, you heard the name Robo Krebs. That was a young man that played for Moral Forsyth High School. He's playing for the UIC Flames. Robo Krebs was a member of the Moreau Forsyth Class 1A State Basketball Tournament Championship team 4 years ago and was also an outstanding football player. And he and his teammates pulled off the victory this afternoon against the Fighting Illini 57-54, which hurts the Illini, gives them their second loss of the season, and now they've got to prepare for their big battle against the Missouri Tigers coming up on Wednesday evening, a game we'll have for you beginning at 7:30 here on FM 106. You know, there's always something new and tasty at Denny's. It's a $2, $4, $6, $8 value menu. 16 items for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and options for everybody. At Denny's, $2, $4, $6, $8 value menu, right on the money. At Denny's, all day, every day. Well, on a cold Saturday evening, when Litchfield and Hillsboro gets together, always a pretty doggone good crowd, and we're going to have that here tonight as these two teams do battle this evening on this Saturday night. And the junior varsity final completed just moments ago. Litchfield won a nail-biter 39-35 over the Lady Hilltoppers. We'll take a break. Our live coverage from Simmons Gymnasium continues right after these messages.
Now's the perfect time to make a few home improvements. Bank and Trust Company can help you with a home equity line of credit. It's as easy to use as writing a check, and it provides you with the funds you need to get your home exactly where you want it. Questions? Just call Bank and Trust Company at 324-3935. Member FDIC.
At Westin Food Mart in Raymond, you can rent videos, pick up donuts, try the fresh pizza, get hamburgers, hot dogs, or fresh-made deli sandwiches. At Westin, you can fill your gas tank with Phillips 66 gasolines, open 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day, or fill up 24 hours with your credit card at Westin Food Mart in Raymond.
Building or remodeling a home? For interior wood products from doors to hardwood floors, choose Wills Milling and Hardwoods of Carlinville. See their big showroom and choose from custom-made cabinetry or cabinets from Haas or DuraSupreme and find a huge display of interior door styles. And everything is offered pre-finished. Call 854-9056 for info or directions or visit willsmilling.com.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts.
Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency in Litchfield offers the coverage you need for auto, home, life, health, farm, and commercial. And if you ever need to make a claim, you can count on Roy and all the folks at the Simmermaker Agency to do things right. For a free quote, call or stop by the Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency, 301 North Monroe in Litchfield.
High school basketball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, brought to you by Wide Variety Store in Coffeen. Gina Gachardo, CPA in Gillespie. Harpull and White Appraisal Service in Hillsboro. And by the Brown Insurance Agency, your Erie Insurance Agency in Hillsboro and Harville. WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
And we welcome those of you who are tuning in, not only on WSMI FM 106, but on the internet through the services of our friends at Network One Sports. We welcome you to tonight's broadcast from Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School as the Purple Panthers of Litchfield will play host to the Lady Hilltoppers of Hillsboro. And don't forget, all of our high school sporting broadcasts are streamed live on the internet and are also put up as podcasts that you can download for free on our website at WSMIRadio.com. It's Litchfield, it's Hillsboro, back with more from Simmons Gymnasium after these messages.
Sports injuries can happen to anyone, even if you're just a Sunday golfer. Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Glazer with Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield. Chiropractic care, plus our massage therapist, Teresa Luck, can help treat sports injuries. Find out how chiropractic can help you stay in the game. Call us at Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield at 324-7770.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois. Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at DrummondLawLLC.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
Hi, this is Big Ed at Wernsing's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carlinville. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs. And we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernsing's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carlinville.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville.
Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop has a crew cab rollback. When you're stranded out on the highway, Kurt can transport your car and your family. When you need a tow or machine shop services, remember Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield. Call 324-2400.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Terry Toe back at Simmons Gymnasium, Litchfield High School. Starters tonight for the Lady Hilltoppers, 7-3 overall, 4-0 in conference play. Courtney Gabeau, a 5'6 senior. Faith Burkett, a 5'6 junior. Rachel Puckett, a 5'6 junior. Anna Luckett, a 5'10 junior. And Aaron Satterley, a 6-foot junior. Gabeau, Burkett, Puckett, Luckett, and Satterley for the Hilltoppers. For the Purple Panthers of Litchfield, coached by Bob Allen, 7-1 overall, 1-1 in conference play. Rachel Yeager, a 5'6 senior. Whitney Anglin, a 5'6 junior. Morgan Painter, a 5'7 senior. Kelsey Going, a 6-foot junior, and the last time we were here broadcasting, Kelsey was out because of a concussion, but she has since healed, and that's about 24 points and 9 rebounds back into that lineup. And Shelby Smith, a 5'10 junior. So the Purple Panthers go with Yeager, Anglin, Painter, Going, and Smith. The Purple Panthers of Litchfield, the Lady Hilltoppers of Hillsboro. We'll come back with more from Litchfield High School right after these messages.
Madison Communications is spreading the cheer this holiday season with free activations on all new services added now through December 21st. And when you add Madison's new digital phone service, you can also receive free custom installation, plus free equipment. Keep your same phone number and enjoy unlimited local and long distance calling. To order, call 1-800-422-4848.
Now is the time to invest in your home or business with Newhouse GeoComfort Geothermal Heating and Cooling. Qualified homeowners get a 30% tax credit on the installation of a GeoComfort system. Call Newhouse Heating and Air Conditioning at 217-324-2818 for more information on a GeoComfort system. Live comfortably.
Hi, this is Don Redeker with Sloan's in Vandalia. Before you put your combine or tractor away for the winter, give us a call on our winter inspection program so you'll be ready to roll next season. Sign up in December and receive either a cash discount or deferred payment options. That's Sloan Implement in Carlinville or our new location in Vandalia.
Has this ever happened to you?
Yo, dump truck!
I need to get to Brian's Auto in Litchfield for a Jasper engine.
Hey, by the way, the car won't start. Call Brian's, would you? 324-6837.
Call Brian's Auto and 23-hour towing in Litchfield. 324-6837. Over 30 years of experience for your towing and repairs.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Allman Realty and Appraisal in Nokomis, Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield, Dirk's Radiator Service in Nokomis, Randy Beidle, your country insurance agent in Bunker Hill, the Moonlight Y in Taylor Springs, and by Rovi Farm and Sales in Farmersville, your GSI bin dealer. Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdun is the place to go for all your holiday needs. Find Hallmark cards, box cards, and more at Save More Pharmacy. Plus, Save More's one-hour film development center and Sony Picture Station are ready for all your pictures, regular and digital. Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the north side of the Square in Verdun.
Farmer-owned Prairie Farms Eggnog is back in your grocer's dairy case for the holidays. Made with fresh eggs and the freshest milk. To make your eggnog even more special, whip some farmer-owned Prairie Farms cream. Gently fold it into the cold eggnog and top with a sprinkle of nutmeg or cinnamon. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751. WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
There we go, back at Simmons Gymnasium, Litchfield High School. The Lady Hilltoppers being introduced. They're in their road uniforms, the black trimmed out in the orange and white. Lady Panthers of Litchfield in their home white uniforms trimmed out in the purple. And a darn good crowd on hand this evening for this Saturday night matchup as the Purple Panthers bring a 7-1 record overall into this contest, 1-1 in conference play, and the Hilltoppers 7-3 overall, 4-0. In conference play. And don't forget, you can find all the broadcasts of our high school sports as podcasts on our website at WSMIRadio.com. You can listen to them at your leisure, or you can download them for free. Again, the Lady Toppers will go with Courtney Gabeau, Faith Burkett, Rachel Puckett, Hannah Luckett, and Aaron Satterley. The Lady Panthers of Litchfield go with Rachel Yeager, Whitney Anglin, Morgan Painter, Kelsey Going, and Shelby Smith. Brett Teakin, the coach of the Hilltoppers, and Bob Allen, the coach of the Purple Panthers. And we understand Bob will be conducting a special short halftime ceremony. I believe he's going to be introducing the young ladies who are on that eighth grade Panther Cup team that won the 3A state tournament last night in Monticello, a game you heard right here on WSMI FM 106. Kelsey going jumping for Litchfield. Aaron Satterley for the Hilltoppers. Toppers going from our left to our right here in this first half at Simmons Gymnasium. And here's the opening tip controlled by the Purple Panthers, and we are underway. Litchfield and Hillsboro tonight on the radio. Here's Anglin into the front court for Litchfield. Down into the corner goes now a skip pass back out front to Going. They give right back into the lane to Shelby Smith, who turns, shoots, and misses it. And it's picked up off the floor by Rachel Puckett, who races into the front court. Off to Faith Burkett. Burkett gives it back to Puckett. Rachel down on the baseline puts up the shot. Somebody got a hand on it. And the Purple Panthers come away with it. So no score here in the early going. We've played 30 seconds. Here's a lob inside the lane. It gets deflected around a couple of times. And finally, he gets knocked out of bounds by one of the Lady Hilltoppers. So Litchfield will get the ball on the baseline. They'll stack everybody right inside the free throw lane, just inside the charity stripe. Here's a lob in, as they said, a triple pick for Kelsey Going, and somebody got their hand on the shot. The ball saved from going out of bounds by the Lady Hilltoppers, and the Lady Hilltoppers come back into the front court with Rachel Puckett having the basketball, and she fires it over the head of Courtney Cabot and out of bounds. And that one was thrown so hard it probably put a dent in the concrete wall down on that end of the floor. So the Purple Panthers of Litchfield get the basketball back. No score. We're 50 seconds into the opening quarter. Here's Shelby Smith, top of the key. Did a little stutter step in there, and the Purple Panthers have turned the ball over for the second time tonight. 7:07 remaining first quarter. No score. Lady Toppers with the basketball. Puckett, top of the key. The man-to-man defense for Litchfield. Down into the corner to Hannah Luckett. Gives back to Gabot. Slicing down the lane. Courtney tries the layup. Didn't get a very good angle on the shot. The ball on the floor. Picked up by Litchfield. Here come the Panthers on the fly. Yeager right down the lane. Puts it up on the run. No good. And we'll have Rachel Yeager of Litchfield at the line to shoot two. After the foul called against, I think, Rachel Puckett of Hillsboro. We'll check the board, and that's the case. Rachel gets her first, team's first for the Toppers. And Rachel Yeager with two free throws for Litchfield. First one is in and out, no good. So with 6:47 remaining in the opening quarter, still no score. Rachel Yeager's second attempt is long. Rebound by Shelby Smith. The putback rolls around and out, and I'll be darned, the thing is knocked out of bounds by Shelby. Almost like a lid on the basket down there. So the Hilltoppers will get the basketball back. We are a minute 20 into the opening quarter. Hillsboro with the ball, no score. Puckett, top of the key, around to Faith Burkett on the wing, outside the arc. Back to Satterley, straight on at the point. Aaron fires it back to Faith Burkett. Out on the wing on the left side, right in front of the stage area. Back to the top of the key to Hannah Luckett, double team. Hannah puts it on the floor once, looks for Faith Burkett, fires it across to Rachel Puckett. Rachel gives back to Faith Burkett, a three ball up, no good. Rebound by Yeager. Rachel looks for an outlet pass. Comes into the front court, off to Morgan Painter for Litchfield. No score, 6:09 to go, first quarter. Litchfield with the basketball. Anglin with the basketball. Gives it to the right elbow off to Kelsey Going. Back to Shelby Smith at the free throw line. Close quarters there, pass to the right side. Now a pass down low and the block to Kelsey Going, and a foul out on the wing against the Lady Hilltoppers. And this one's against Rachel Puckett. That's going to be Rachel's second, team second. And quickly off the bench comes Shelby Gray, a 5'6 sophomore. And Gray will come in for Coach Brett Teakin. Just under 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. No score. Litchfield inbounds the basketball. Here's Painter in the corner. Gives off to Shelby Smith. Down the lane, her shot off the glass doesn't go. The ball kept into play momentarily by Courtney Gabot, who tried to slap it ahead to Shelby Gray, but it was slapped right out of bounds. So the Purple Panthers will get the basketball. No, they're going to say the ball was deflected now. The officials get together and discuss it, and they're going to give the ball to Hillsboro. The official trying to explain to Coach Bob Allen that the ball was deflected. So the Hilltoppers will get the basketball. 5:48 to go here in the opening quarter. Look, Litchfield Hillsboro. That's what we expect. Hard-fought battle inside to Hannah Luckett for the Hilltoppers. Dumps it back out to Burkert. Top of the key to Shelby Gray. Back on the wing. Luckett fakes, drives in, cuts across the lane, feeds off to Gabot. Courtney from the right elbow. Back out to the top of the key to Gray. Around to Luckett. How about a three ball? Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Morgan Painter. The ball nicked. Deflected off her kneecap right out of bounds. Somebody reached around. It might have been Burkett, might have been Gray, but anyway, the ball deflects right off the leg of Morgan Painter of Litchfield. So the Hilltoppers will get the ball on their own end of the floor. 5:21 to go first quarter, still no score. The ball inbounded out near midcourt to Shelby Gray into the corner. Here's Satterley. Back to Gray for the Hilltoppers. Back out to Hannah Luckett at the top of the key. Burkett now feeds down on the low block. Gives it back out to Burkett. Top of the key to Hannah Luckett. From the right elbow, gives off to Gray. She'll slash to the edge of the lane. Now give it off to Burkett into the corner to Gabot. Courtney drives. One-handed shot. Good. And that's the first bucket of the night. Gabot with her first 2 points of the evening. Puts the Hilltoppers up 2-0. 4:50 to go in the opening quarter. Quickly into the front court. Anglin feeds underneath to Kelsey. Going, and she'll bank it off the glass and in. And that ties the ball game at 2. 4:42 to go in the opening quarter. Hillsboro back on the attack. Gabot to Luckett at the right elbow. Gives back to Courtney. Gabot fires it off to the right side. Gray down on the low block to Satterley. Fakes around Going. Puts up the shot. Hits the side of the backboard. Kelsey Going picks up the ball. Feeds the ball out to Morgan Painter. Back come the Purple Panthers. We're tied at 2. 4:20 to go first quarter. Back out front to Anglin. Whitney, the 5'6 junior, has her left ankle taped up. Here's a bounce pass on a give and go from Yeager back to Anglin. Intercepted by the Hilltoppers as Burkett tries to control it into the front corner. Now he is called for double dribble or for being out of bounds to the team's trade turnovers. Here comes a Litchfield substitution. Taylor Niehaus, a 5'6 sophomore, into the game. And she's going to replace Whitney Anglin. So Niehaus doing some ball handling out front for the Purple Panthers. We're tied at 2. We played a half of the first quarter. Back across to Rachel Yeager. A 3-ball from Rachel in and out. No good. Hannah Luckett clears the board for the Hilltoppers. Dribbles it into the front court. Gives it off to Satterley, but before Hannah got rid of the ball, she took one extra step after picking up her dribble, and she's called for traveling. Turnover number 3 by the Hilltoppers. So both teams with turnovers here in the early going. A low-scoring affair, 2-2 the score. Litchfield with the ball, 3:44 to go first quarter. Niehaus for Litchfield. Along the right sideline, picks up her dribble, gives it out to Shelby Smith. That one was a pass from point-blank range. It almost hit Shelby in the face, and now Smith is fouled by Hannah Luckett. Out along the sideline, Hannah will get her first personal foul. Third team foul for the Toppers. Hannah will leave the contest, and here's Tekla Lohman, a 5'8 junior, coming in. So Lohman enters the contest for the Toppers for the first time tonight. Anglin is in for Litchfield again, as Rachel Yeager will have a seat on the bench. 3.5 to go opening quarter. Litchfield inbounds right at midcourt. Comes into Anglin. Toppers are in a man-to-man defense. Here's Anglin, out in between the circles here at Litchfield High School Simmons Gymnasium. Going top of the key, feeds off underneath Shelby Smith, off the glass and in. Terrific pass, as Going just went over the top, set it to Smith, and Shelby banked it off the glass and in. Litchfield has a 4-2 lead. 3:10 to go. Passing in low block to Satterley on the left side. Out to Gray. Shelby down the lane. Back to Satterley. Aaron from 15. Around and out from the baseline. No good. And the ball saved by Shelby Gray into the hands of Courtney Gabot. Banks it off the glass too hard. Hit by Satterley. Out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Purple Panthers of Litchfield. Flurry of action underneath the basket, but no points for the Lady Hilltoppers. A 4-2 Litchfield lead. 3 minutes to go, first quarter of play. A long pass to midcourt to Shelby Smith. Drives all the way down and tries to feed off to Kelsey Going. And now a pushing foul called against Tekla Lohman of Hillsboro. Tekla will get her first, team's fourth. Out of bounds for the Purple Panthers on the baseline. Trigger man will be Morgan Painter. And all the Purple Panthers are outside the arc. The pass comes out front to Shelby Smith. Going to pop the long three, banked it. No good. Off the fingertips and out of bounds. Taylor Niehaus couldn't hang on to it. Ball kind of took a goofy angle on the rebound. So it's back to Hillsboro. Toppers trail 4-2, 2:44 to go first quarter. Here's Gray around to the left side to Gabot. Tries to work off a pick. Courtney gives back out to Burkett. Here's Gray right side from the arc into the lane. Off to Courtney Gabot. Sets for the 3-ball. No good. Rebound on the weak side by Morgan Painter for Litchfield. Back come the Purple Panthers, who have a 4-2 lead with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Anglin lobs down to Going. Knocked out by Aaron Satterley. It's going to belong to the Purple Panthers. They say the last touch in there was Shelby Gray of Hillsboro. So Litchfield will get the ball in front of the stage area on their own end of the floor here at Simmons Gymnasium. 2:15 to go first quarter. Litchfield with a 4-2 lead. Niehaus picks up her dribble, needs some help. Here's Smith, dangerously close to the midcourt stripe. Shelby drives inside the lane, goes to the basket, puts it up, no good. Tipped around, who's got it? Shelby Gray for Hillsboro. Back come the toppers on the fly. Out to Gabeau. Feeds it back out on the wing. Lohman from 15 feet, doesn't go. The ball knocked out of bounds, going to belong to the Hilltoppers. A 4-2 Litchfield lead with a minute 55 to go in the first quarter. And the toppers will run a stack off the right side of the lane. Here comes Rachel Yeager off the bench. Back in for Litchfield, replacing Niehaus. Again, the toppers line up in a straight line right along the right edge of the lane to set up the inbound play, as Gabeau will be the trigger man. In to Aaron Satterley. Top of the key to Shelby Gray. Gives back to Faith Burkett. Now down low to Satterley, who's double-teamed. Lost the handle on it. Picked up by Burkett. Poked loose again. Gray picks it up for the toppers. And here's Shelby Gray. Top of the key to the free throw line. Down the lane. 10-footer up. Good! Shelby Gray for their first bucket tonight. That ties it at 4. 95 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Litchfield with the ball. Here's Shelby Smith down the lane, off the going. Kelsey falls down. Kind of got the ball as she was off balance and just ended up on her rear end. Turnover number 5 by the Purple Panthers. And with a minute 27 to go in the first quarter, tied at 4, Hillsboro gets the ball back. Here's Satterley near the right elbow. Gives it out to Gabeau. Faith Burkett bounce pass back to Gabeau, cutting across the lane, off to Shelby Gray in the left corner. Now a blocking foul against Whitney Anglin of Litchfield. Anglin will get her first, team's first, out of bounds for the Hilltoppers. And into the contest will come Shayla Grossenheider, a 5'11 junior for Kelsey, going for Litchfield. Courtney Gabeau is out. And Rachel Puckett back in for Hillsboro. Here comes Hannah Luckett back in for Hillsboro, as Aaron Satterley will have a seat on the bench. 73 seconds to go in the opening quarter. A 4-4 score. Toppers place one player at each corner of the lane. Inbound the ball in the left corner to Hannah Luckett. Feeds inside the lane to Rachel Puckett. Layup no good. And a foul is coming out. So we got a foul on the Hilltoppers. And this foul is on Tekla Lohman, her second, team's fifth. Out of bounds for the Purple Panthers in the backcourt. A long pass almost to midcourt to Shelby Smith. She bobbled it, gives it back to Whitney Anglin. We're tied at 4, a minute to play in the opening quarter. Litchfield with the basketball. Out front, Rachel Yeager with it. Around to the left side, off to Grossenheider. Shayla's a 5'11 junior. They give it out front. Open, Painter a 3, is around and out, no good. Hannah Luck at the rebound for Hillsboro. Toppers with the ball. 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Gray from the right side. Luckett straight on. Good! Hannah Luckett on the line. It's a 2-point shot. Luckett gives the Hilltoppers a 6-4 lead. And now a baseline jumper. Good! From Shayla Grossenheider. That ties the game at 6. Half a minute to play. Hilltoppers with the basketball. Now we're going up and down the floor. Here's Burkett, top of the key. Off to Hannah Luckett and a foul on Shayla Grossenheider. Shayla's first, team second for Litchfield. Out of bounds for the Toppers with 21 seconds remaining. And Kelsey going back in. Shelby Smith out for Litchfield. Lohman is out for Hillsboro. And Aaron Satterley back in. Toppers will get the ball right in front of the Litchfield bench. Faith Burkett gets the ball into Hannah Luckett with 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. We're tied at 6. Ball out front to Rachel Puckett. Drives down the lane. Dump pass off to Burkett. Comes back out front. Gray, a 3-ball straight on. No good. 7 seconds to go. Here's Anglin into the front court to Yeager. Rachel spins, puts it up. Good! All in one move. Yeager caught the pass. Did a 360. Put it off the glass and in. Wow, that'll make a highlight film. Woo-hoo! At the end of the first quarter, player score. Litchfield 8, Hillsboro 6. Back in 60 seconds.
Ladies, this might be the most important commercial you hear all season. Stop by your local McKay Napa store and pick up a gift that your man will really use. This season we have great Christmas deals on tool sets, all types and sizes, air compressors, bed liner kits, car vices, and we have many, many more great gift ideas. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn now offers a second location to help serve those in the Pawnee area. Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn and the new Carroll Street Pharmacy in Pawnee accepts most insurance prescription plans and offers competitive pricing. Stop in, let the pharmacist with over 50 years experience help you with your healthcare needs. In Auburn, call 438-6141 and in Pawnee, 625-7000.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Hillsborough starts the quarter with the basketball. And the pass out front to Erin Saturday. Threw a little head fake, and she's called for traveling. Turnover number 4 by the Hilltoppers. So the ball right back to Litchfield. We're just underway in the second quarter. Litchfield with an 8-6 lead and the basketball. Here's Shelby Smith way out on the right side. A long skip pass to Rachel Yeager back to the left side. Rachel drives the baseline. Her shot blocked by Satterley. Picked up by Kelsey Going. It hangs on the rim. No good. Gets the rebound, passes across to Yeager, who puts it off the glass and in. Rachel Yeager with 4 points. A 10-6 Litchfield lead. Here's Gabeau for the Lady Hilltoppers. Out front to Luckett. Backdoor they go on the baseline to Rachel Puckett. The ball thrown right back out front, chased down by Shelby Gray. Gives it off to Gabeau. Back to Gray. Back to Courtney at the free throw line. Her pass deflected away. Toppers come up with it in the person of Hannah Luckett, but she's called for traveling. Turnover number 5 for the Lady Hilltoppers. Out of the contest, Morgan Painter. Into the game, Stephanie Luttrell for Litchfield. Steph's a 5'6 senior. 10-6 Litchfield lead. 7:09 to go first half. Litchfield with the basketball. Again, the Toppers in a man-to-man. Out front it comes to Kelsey Going for Litchfield. Off to Shelby Smith at the right elbow. Inside the lane, and now we've got a illegal pick set by the Purple Panthers. And this foul called against Stephanie Luttrell, her first, team's third, turnover number 6 by Litchfield, out of bounds to the Hilltoppers. Illegal screen set that time. So the ball goes back to the Lady Toppers, trailing 10-6 with 6:53 to go in the first half. Rachel Puckett at the top of the key, around to the right side, off to Shelby Gray. Shelby works off a pick, gives back out to Rachel Puckett, into the corner to Courtney Gabeau. Gabeau drives the lane, puts it up on the run, good. Courtney Gabeau with 4 points here this evening in a 10-8 ball game. Litchfield with the lead, the ball, and 6.5 to go first half. Into the front court angling. Gives it off to Shelby Smith at the point. Left side, Yeager. Rachel, a quick three attempt as an air ball. Poked to the sideline, picked up by Rachel Puckett for the Hilltoppers. Out to Gabeau. Courtney into the front court. Left sidelines off to Shelby Gray. Shelby. Now gives it to Gabeau in the low block. Back out to Gray, cross court, into the lane. Now a pass out to Satterley. Great ball movement by the Toppers. Out to Luckett for three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Stephanie Luttrell for Litchfield. 6 minutes to go, first half. Purple Panthers have a 2-point lead in the ball. Here's Yeager across to Luttrell. Drives the right baseline, gets around a defender, tries a bounce pass to Going, gets the ball back, and now fires it over the head of Shelby Smith and out of bounds. Turnover number 8 by Litchfield. Here comes Amanda Nevins in for Rachel Yeager for Litchfield. And coming out for Hillsborough is Shelby Gray as they send, who they bring back in? Faith Burkett. The Toppers have Burkett in there right now. Toppers with the basketball. A 2 could tie it. A 3 would give them the lead. Here's a give and go back to Puckett. Ends up in the right corner with it. Back out to Burkett. Back to Rachel Puckett. Looks for a cutter. Rachel tripped up by the Purple Panthers, Whitney Anglin, her second personal, fourth team foul, by the way. Amanda Nevins, a 5'5 freshman, checked in for Litchfield moments ago. Here comes Taylor Niehaus back in for Litchfield, replacing Whitney Anglin. Toppers will get the ball back, trailing 10-8, about 5.5 to go in this first half. Ball comes out front to Puckett. Burkett in the corner, underneath to Luckett. Backdoor pass, Satterley off the glass and in. That's great ball movement right there. Erin Satterley's first bucket tonight. We're tied at 10. 5:20 to go, first half of play. Litchfield with the basketball. Niehaus out front with it. Off to Amanda Nevin. Nevin at the top of the key, around to the right side. Gives it off to Niehaus. Back to Shelby Smith at the point. Looks for a cutter in the lane. Goes back to the wing, and now a 3-second violation on Kelsey Going of Litchfield. Turnover number 9 by the Purple Panthers. Here comes Morgan Painter back in. She's going to replace Stephanie Luttrell for Litchfield. 5:08 remaining, first half. Litchfield 10, Hillsborough 10. Coming up at halftime, special presentation to the Panther Cubs, who won the 3A state championship last night in Monticello. And if we have a chance, we're going to talk with Sarah Puckett, who went through all that junior high championship stuff and the state tournament championship at the high school level, now playing college basketball in Jacksonville. We'll talk to Sarah if we get a chance here at halftime. And here's a five-second count against the Hilltoppers. So they turn it over for the sixth time tonight. Tori Sisson is in for Litchfield. And I think Whitney Anglin has a seat on the bench. Yeah. Tori Sisson, a 5'9 junior in for the Purple Panthers. 4:40 to go. First half, we're tied at 10. Litchfield with the ball. Here's Smith. Across to Going. Back to Shelby Smith, just near the right elbow. Puts it on the floor, drives down the lane from a terrible angle, put it up, but she called for traveling. Turnover number 10 by Litchfield. And the Hilltoppers will get the basketball back. Toppers undefeated in conference play, 4-0. Litchfield 1-1 on this young season. Hillsborough with the basketball, 4:20 remaining first half. Out front, here's Faith Burkett into the left corner, Gabeau. Gives it off to Puckett, around to the right side, Burkett. They go inside now, and a foul called on Tori Sisson for reaching over the back of Tekla Lohman of Hillsborough. And Sisson will get her first personal foul, fifth team foul. Out of bounds for the Toppers on the baseline. They'll post a player at each corner of the lane to set up the inbound play, and Tekla Lohman will be the trigger man. Lohman gets the ball into the right corner to Satterley. Back out to Rachel Puckett. Rachel looks for the give back into the right corner. Gabeau for three. No good. On the floor, who's got it? That's Taylor Niehaus for Litchfield. An outlet pass to Kelsey going intercepted by Courtney Gabeau of Hillsborough. Back come the Lady Toppers. We're tied at 10, just under 4 to go in the first half. Here's a bounce pass back to Puckett. Top of the key, Burkett. Inside the edge of the lane to Satterley. Back to Burkett. Left corner now to Gabeau. Back out to Faith Burkett. Back to Courtney Gabeau. Works off a pick. Still on the dribble. Tries to go inside the lane. It's deflected away. Picked up by the Lady Panthers of Litchfield. As Painter will bring it into the front court. Off to Smith. Shelby down the lane. Layup missed it. Rebound by Sisson. The putback is good. Tori Sisson's first bucket tonight. Litchfield leads 12-10. And an outlet pass. Deflects off the hands of Rachel Puckett and then deflects off the official and stays in play. So a break for the Hilltoppers. Thanks to the man in stripes tonight. Out front, the Toppers with it. Here's Puckett. Bounce pass on the wing to Lohman. Back out front to Satterley. Around to the right side. Burkett, a three, is up. No good. Rebound underneath. Lohman, her shot, no good. And she's fouled by Tori Sisson of Litchfield. Sisson will get her second, team six. And this will put the Toppers at the line in the person of Tekla Lohman. And waiting to check back in, Shelby Gray for Hillsborough. And Katie DeLuca, 5'5 freshman, also waiting to check in. Looks like Purple Panthers will be making a change, a couple of changes as well. As Amanda Nevins comes back in and Shelby Smith back in, Sisson is out for the Purple Panthers. First free throw by Lohman was missed, so the score remains Litchfield 12, Hillsborough 10. Next toss is no good, and the rebound pulled down by Shelby Smith. Gets it out to Stephanie Luttrell. 3 minutes to go, first half. Litchfield with a two-point lead in the ball. Here's a bullet pass underneath to Kelsey Going. And that zipped right past Kelsey and went out of bounds. Turnover number 12 by Litchfield. Ball back to the Toppers. Toppers have DeLuca out there, along with Gray at the top of the key. Now off to Katie DeLuca. DeLuca fires it back to Faith Burkett, right side of the key, into the corner. Off to Gray. She'll bring it back to the top of the key. Dribbled it off her Tootsie. Now tied up. Jump ball. Going to belong to the Purple Panthers. That ends up being the eighth turnover of the night for the Lady Hilltoppers. Here comes Hannah Luckett off the bench for Hillsborough. And she will replace Tekla Lohman. 2:38 to go, first half. Litchfield 12, Hillsborough 10. Not a whole lot of scoring, but a lot of action tonight. Here's Amanda Nevins for Litchfield. Bounce pass right sidelines off to Shelby Smith. The ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it's going to belong to Litchfield. As Kelsey Going and one of the Hilltoppers got caught up in the switch underneath, and Kelsey hit the deck. Bet she's all right. Purple Panthers inbound the ball. Smith underneath to Kelsey Going. Missed it. Rebound Nevins. Put back is good. And Amanda Nevins will have a chance for the old-style three-point play. Found that time called on Katie DeLuca. Her first, team six. Nevins with her first bucket tonight. Makes it a 14-10 lead for Litchfield. With 2:22 to go in the first half. And Amanda's three-point attempt on the free throw, no good. Rebound by Hannah Luckett for Hillsborough. Quickly into the front court to Burkett. Around to the right side to Gray. Shelby back to the right elbow. Down the lane. Tries to dump the pass to the wing. Intercepted there. Intercepted by the Purple Panthers. And the layup by Shelby Smith is good. Shelby with 4 points tonight. And a 16-10 lead for Litchfield. 2 minutes to go first half. Hillsborough with the basketball. DeLuca. Around to the right side. Burkett gives underneath to Satterley. Aaron spins. Lost the handle on the basketball. And now the Purple Panthers dive on it. But Stephanie Lutz will call for traveling, so the teams end up trading turnovers. And it's going to belong to the Hilltoppers on their own baseline with just under 2 minutes to play in the first half. And a 16-10 lead for Litchfield. Toppers with the basketball. Here's Gray deep in the right corner. Out front. Wide open. A three ball is up. No good by DeLuca. Ball loose in the lane. Luckett just slaps it over to Shelby Gray. They feed it back into the corner. Here's a three attempt. They're rounded out by DeLuca. No good. Rebound on the weak side by Kelsey going for Litchfield. 95 seconds to go first half. A long pass to Shelby Smith, and Shelby had to go off her hands out of bounds as she tried to save it. Turnover number 14 by Litchfield. 90 seconds to go in the first half as the Purple Panthers lead 16-10. Toppers get the ball in and get some pressure. Here's Burkett into the front court to Satterley. Back to Faith Burkett. 80 seconds and counting. Out front to Shelby Gray. Works off the pick. Set in there by DeLuca. Drives down the lane and has a foul called. There's a foul called against Stephanie Luttrell for reaching in. Luttrell second, team seventh. 1-1 kicks in now for the Toppers, who will have Shelby Gray at the line to shoot the winning bonus. A minute 16 to go, first half. Litchfield leads 16-10, but Hillsborough has Shelby Gray, the 5'6 sophomore, at the line with the 1-1. Or with two. And she misses the first one. Score remains 16-10. In fact, Gabeau is back in for Hillsborough. There's the next free throw. This one is no good. To Amanda Nevins. Amanda with the left hand goes in for the layup and it spins out. Rebound underneath and put back is good by Morgan Painter. Painter's first bucket tonight. 18-10 Purple Panthers. A minute to play first half. Toppers with the lead. Gabeau off on the wing to Shelby Gray. Back to Satterley. Her pass deflected by Hannah Luckett, but it went to Faith Burkett. Now to Gabeau. To the baseline. Gray double team. Back out front. Intercepted by Painter. Here comes Painter for Litchfield, in for the layup and the ball knocked out of bounds by Faith Burkett, who hustled back and made the defensive play. Purple Panthers lead by 8 and will get the ball on the baseline with 43 seconds to play. Here's Nevins into the corner. A three from Painter, no good. Picked up off the floor by Hannah Luckett. Now the Toppers push it up the floor. Here's Luckett. Down the lane she goes. And now a player control foul on Hannah Luckett. She ran over the top. Kelsey going. That's personal foul number 2. Team foul number 7. Turnover number 12 by the Toppers. A half a minute to play. 18-10 lead for Litchfield. Purple Panthers get the ball back. Here's Amanda Nevins into the front court. Top of the key. A bounce pass to Shelby Smith, who traveled with the basketball. And with 23 seconds to go, the ball will go back to Hillsborough. Litchfield leading 18-10 as the Toppers will inbound the ball. Gray off to Courtney Gabeau, who comes across the midcourt stripe to Luckett to give back to Gabeau. Intercepted by Stephanie Luttrell. Turnover 13 by the Toppers. Luttrell's pass deflected, picks it back up. Gives it off to Painter. To Luttrell, inside, going, puts it up, and in. And a chance for the three-point play. Kelsey going with 4, makes it a 20-10 lead for Litchfield. And the foul that time is going to be on Erin Satterley of Hillsborough, her first, team's 8. Count the basket, so now Litchfield has doubled up the Hilltoppers, 20-10. And it looks like Rachel Yeager and Kiana Bates coming in for Painter and for Luttrell. There comes Grossenheider back in, Sisson back in. Kiana Bates, by the way, don't think we've mentioned her name yet tonight, a 5'5 junior. And Rachel Puckett's going to come back in for Hillsborough for the final 6 seconds here. Meanwhile, Kelsey going at the charity stripe for the chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. And Kelsey going, the 6-foot junior, puts it up and missed it. And the rebound is going to hit the floor Picked up by Satterley. 4 seconds to go. Here's Gabon with a three at the buzzer. No good. At the end of the first half of play, your score, Litchfield 20, Hillsboro 10. We're going to keep things right here. I believe we're going to have a special ceremony coming up here in just a moment to pay tribute to the state champions of the 8th grade state basketball tournament. Let's now go down to Bob Allen, the coach of the Purple Panthers, who, by the way, is a 7th grade coach of the junior high team here at Litchfield.
At this time, I'd like to recognize the 8th grade girls basketball team if they come out here, please.
And a standing ovation. Even the Hillsboro fans as the Panther Cubs come out on the floor.
Last night, these girls defended their Class 7-3A state title by winning the Class 8-3A state title, beating Farmington Central 43-36. Just to let you know. Just to let you know how good Farmington was, Farmington had two losses their entire junior high career. Both of them were to these girls standing right here. To go along with their back-to-back state titles, these girls were 53-1 during their two-year career, and their only loss came to also a back-to-back state champion in Springfield Christ the King. We have Kayla Law, Peyton Matthews, Tessa Steffens, Riley Sharp, Abby Ferret, Tatum Wharton, Jasmine Thurman, Allie Smith, and the man behind the team, Coach Chris Bauer. Thank you.
There you have it, Coach Bob Allen. Very proud of those Panther Cubs who have won back-to-back state championships at the 7th grade and now at the 8th grade level as they pay tribute to the Panther Cubs. So we are at halftime of the girls' varsity game. It's a 10-point lead for the Purple Panthers of Litchfield, 20-10 over the Lady Hilltoppers. We'll come back with more from Simmons Gymnasium in just a moment.
Fleming Tall Fall & Company, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville, has been providing tax and accounting services to Central Illinois for over 40 years. For business, farm, and personal accounting, call Fleming Tall Fall & Company CPAs, the area's tax specialists, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville.
Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
All Jets Automotive has been serving the area for 61 years, and they've been in Staunton for 22 years. This is the consistency of service and quality that you need to keep your vehicles in top condition. All Jets Automotive has tires and full-service shops. The Dorsey location even has collision repair. Call All Jets today.
At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Target, and more in their 3,000-square-foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, and more with financing available. Get your flooring now for the holidays. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop in just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16. UJ's Corner convenience stores at Litchfield and Nokomis have what you want when you want it. Get all your favorite ice-cold beverages, snacks, deli sandwiches, and a whole lot more. So when you're stocking up for the game or remember what you forgot, remember you can get it all at UJ's in Litchfield and Nokomis, open 24 hours a day. Now that's convenience. America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Terry Toad back at Simmons Gymnasium, Litchfield High School, and it's a 20-10 lead for the Lady Panthers of Litchfield over the Lady Hilltoppers, and it's quite frankly been a rather ugly basketball game up to this point. I don't think either team has played up to their potential, but of course, when you have two rivals playing against each other, sometimes that's the case. And here's Sarah Puckett, who knows about this Hillsborough-Litchfield rivalry, and of course, Sarah, they paid tribute to the Panther Cubs tonight, who are back-to-back state champions in junior high. You were a state champion in junior high, a runner-up in junior high, state champion at the high school level, playing college basketball
yes,
now. So you've been through this before.
Yeah, just a little bit, a couple times.
Do you ever look back and have a special memory of the junior high and high school days that maybe a favorite story that somebody will say, hey, I remember when you guys won the tournament?
Well, just in high school in general, we always got excited to play here, and we always seemed to play really well when we came here because of that rivalry that you have. But each game, it was just every game that we played here was probably like my favorite game of the year, even into the state tournament, because it was just it meant so much to win here and to do well, and it was just good competition between both teams.
Now let's talk a little bit about these young ladies who have won this tournament back to back at the junior high level. What's so different about junior high as compared to high school?
I mean, for us, even though we had won in junior high, like the state tournament in high school was the farthest thing from our mind, just because when I played, it was the two class system, and it was completely different. And now, with it being the different classes or whatever, they probably have a good chance of being like contenders for the kind of tournament and even to winning the whole thing. But when we played, it was even getting ranked was exciting. And then when you get closer and closer, it doesn't even become a reality. Even after it happens, it didn't think it was real. So, I mean, it didn't really – we wanted it to be a factor that we'd won before, but – it doesn't really take effect till it happens.
In other words, there's no guaranteed success at the high school level
right.
Just because you were successful at junior high. And a lot of times what people forget is that, you know, kids quit growing, skill levels change, other teams get bigger. there's a lot of different factors in there that sometimes people don't like to think about. And once you get to the high school level, generally your schedule is a little different because of conference affiliations, holiday tournaments, and early season tournaments like the Taylorville tournament, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
You know, that thing's just a brutal tournament.
Yeah,
so
it's always a rough start.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So as you, if you could give a word of advice to these young ladies, looking back in all your wisdom here, what would you tell them?
I would just say that you can't get freaked out if you're not doing as well at the beginning of the year, because when I came in as a freshman, for like some of my friends played varsity and I didn't, and your team is going to change every year, so you can't automatically think that because you were good before and you're all playing together, when you come to high school that's probably going to change and you're going to have different girls on your team each year. So when you finally do get to play together again, like it was for me when I was a junior, like you just really have to take advantage of that and to capitalize on playing together because you don't have a lot of time left with each other.
I thought it was interesting on the sports show this morning, one of the young ladies actually pointed it out. She said, I know we're not going to be able to play together as a team as we go into high school because everybody's going to have different duties and just that's just how things work
right.
out. So, you know, I think that probably will serve them well if that's their attitude. So,
yes.
And now you're playing at the college level?
Yes, at Illinois College.
The Blue Boys?
Yes.
Blue Girls?
Lady Blues.
Lady Blues, okay.
Yes.
Okay, and senior now?
I'm a senior, yes.
You can't be a senior. This time has flown by. It just seems like yesterday we were watching you guys play at the Highland Tournament and stuff like that.
And now I'm back here watching my little sister play.
Yeah.
So it's just weird how that changes.
Does Rachel ever give call for any advice or seek your advice, or do you offer any advice?
I think I offer it more than she wants it. I think she'd rather hear less from me, but she does great, so I just like to come back and watch her play.
Well, I must admit that, you know, we've had the good fortune of seeing a lot of good basketball players over the years, and you certainly rank as one of those good basketball players.
Oh, well, thank you very
much. Through the 30-plus years I've been doing this,
Sarah.
Thank
you very much.
And
I appreciate that.
It was just a lot of fun to watch you, and just a pleasure always to see you, and I hope you're doing well. And what are you majoring in at college?
Biology and exercise science, and I'm going into nursing, so hopefully get out there soon.
That's great.
It's tough right now, so we'll see.
You know, as brutal as this game has become, they're going to need some help.
I know. Hopefully I can help them out a little bit.
Sarah, thank you very much. Sarah Puckett
no
from the Lady Hilltopper State Basketball Championship team. in high school and in the eighth grade state championship and now playing for the Lady Blues at Illinois College. Here at the half, it's a 10-point lead for Litchfield over Hillsboro, 20-10. We'll come back with third quarter action in 2 minutes.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare close to home.
Hi, this is Brad Voll with Shipman Elevator Company. We now have the ability for on-the-farm contact to address all of your grain marketing needs. Call us with any questions or to set up an appointment at 618-729-9009. 618-729-9009.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
First National Bank has committed $2,500 in matching donations to food pantries in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville this holiday season. Join us in helping others by stopping by or mailing your donation to your local FNB banking center. Call 229-3701 for details. First National Bank, member FDIC, and your community.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
20-10 lead for Litchfield as we begin the third quarter of play, and it'll be Hillsboro's basketball. The toppers will have Aaron Satterley, Rachel Puckett, Courtney Gabeau, Hannah Luckett, and Faith Burkett out there. Purple Panthers will counter with Whitney Anglin, Rachel Yeager, Morgan Painter, Kelsey Going, and Shelby Smith. So the starting five in for both ball clubs. Toppers with the basketball down by 10. Here's a give and go from Gabeau to Burkett. Back out front now. Here's Luckett driving in, trying to draw some defensive pressure. Gives the ball off to Rachel Puckett, who feeds down the lane. Off to Gabeau. Her shot no good. Hannah Luckett, the turnaround and put back no good. Here's Satterley dishing the ball out to Gabeau and over Courtney's head out of bounds. Turnover number 14 by the Toppers. Neither team made a free throw in the first half. They were 0-4. Litchfield with a 20-10 lead gets the basketball back. We're just 30 seconds into the third quarter. Here's Shelby Smith on the wing. Bounce pass to Kelsey Going. Give back to Smith. Layup. Miss. Rebound by the Hilltoppers. But a foul called. And this one's against Kelsey Going of Litchfield. Going's first. Team's first. And it'll be out of bounds for the Toppers as Rachel Puckett will bring the ball into the front court. A lot of thanks to Sarah Puckett for coming up and talking to us here at halftime. She used to stand out there and hit those three-point bombs for the Lady Hilltoppers. Here's Gabeau with a three-point bomb from the corner. This one's off the mark, and the rebound pulled down by Anglin for Litchfield. A lead pass out to Yeager, knocked out of bounds by Courtney Gabeau of Hillsboro. And the ball will belong to the Lady Panthers right in front of the stage area on their end of the floor. Purple Panthers now moving from our left to right in this half. Here's Anglin out front. Hillsboro stays with their man-to-man defense. Down the lane, here's Painter. 10-foot shot, doesn't go. Hannah Luckett the rebound. Luckett brings the ball to midcourt. Gives it off to Puckett. Here's Rachel trying a backdoor pass to the baseline to Courtney Gabeau, but it's kicked out of bounds by the Purple Panthers. So it'll be Toppers basketball. On, they're going to say, the sideline. Courtney Gabeau, the trigger man. Fires it back out front to Rachel Puckett. Back to Gabeau in the corner. Courtney had to reach out and grab that one. That was almost away from her. Here's Satterley. Back out front to Burkett. They swing it around to Puckett. Back to the top of the key. Satterley straight on from 18. Good. Aaron Satterley with 4 points tonight. 20-12. Toppers have cut the lead down to 8. Litchfield with the lead. The ball in 6:15 to go. Third quarter. Here's Anglin into the front court. Works to the left side off a pick. Gives to Kelsey Going in the corner. Back out front to Painter. Morgan down the lane. Pulls up. 12-footer is good. Morgan Painter with 4 points. Back to a 10-point advantage for Litchfield at 22-12. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Out front, Luckett for the Toppers of Hillsboro. Off to Gabeau to the free throw line. Back door, Rachel Puckett. Layup is good. And she draws the foul and a chance for the three-point play. And that foul is going to be on Whitney Anglin. That's going to be Whitney's third. Second team foul this half for Litchfield, so Anglin heads to the bench. Taylor Niehaus is in for Litchfield. Count the bucket by Rachel Puckett, her first of the night. Makes it a 22-14 game. And the free throw by Rachel is around and out, no good. So it remains an 8-point Litchfield advantage. Litchfield with the rebound. The basketball down to Kelsey, going easy layup. Going with six and back to a 10-point lead for Litchfield at 24-14. 5:40 to go, third quarter. Back come the Hilltoppers. Here's Rachel Puckett at the top of the key. Left side to Burkett, looks for a cutter. Out front, Satterley. Aaron gives back to Faith Burkett. Burkett to the free throw line. Tries to drive in. The ball is deflected away. Picked up by the Purple Panthers. Turnover 15 by Hillsborough. Here's Shelby Smith down the lane. Feeds off to Rachel Yeager. Left corner. Long three is off the front of the rim. No good. Poked out front. Picked up by Painter. Morgan, a three. Good! Morgan Painter hits the tray. She's got seven. And the Purple Panthers lead by a baker's dozen at 27-14. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. That's the biggest lead in the night. Here's Rachel Puckett off Cabo. Courtney, a three ball is around and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Shelby Smith. Ahead to Niehaus for Litchfield. Taylor into the corner. Here's a three from Yeager, no good. Rebound on the weak side. Put back by Kelsey. Going is good. Going with 8 points. And a 29-14 lead for Litchfield. 4:35 to go, third quarter. Here come the Toppers. Rachel Puckett. Off to Gabo, right corner to Hannah Luckett. Hannah brings it back across to the near side. Here's Rachel Puckett, back to Faith Burkett. Back to Puckett, top of the key. Around to Burkett, into the corner to Hannah Luckett. A three ball is up, and good! Hannah got the shooter shut, and the shooter's roll that time. She's got a nickel's worth. 29-17, I guess there was a two-pointer. So that's 4 points for Hannah. 29-17, as Kelsey going. Banks it off the glass and in for Litchfield at the other end. And that's 10 points for going, and that's back to a 31-17 lead for Litchfield. So a 14-point advantage for the Lady Panthers. Here's Rachel Puckett down the lane, puts up a quick shot, no good. Rebound Morgan Painter. Hamels has her pocket picked, and now she does. Picked up by Gabo. Off to Hannah Luckett with the layup, left hand good. Hannah with 6 points tonight. Check that, 7 points. They did give her a three on that one. And here's a three from the corner. Good. For the Purple Panthers, that was fired up there by Shelby Smith. She has seven tonight, 34-19. As the Toppers miss the shot on the retreat down the floor, and back come the Purple Panthers. 3:15 to go, third quarter. Litchfield 34, Hillsborough 19, and Shelby Smith comes down the lane with the drive, and the ball poked out from behind. It's going to be Litchfield's basketball on the baseline. Satterley out, Burkett out. Tekla Lohman is in along with Shelby Gray for Litchfield. Here's Kelsey going right side to Rachel Yeager from the right elbow. Banks it off the glass and in. Yeager has a half a dozen. 36-19. Wow. All of a sudden, the Purple Panthers have cranked it up here in this third quarter. 3 minutes to go, and down the lane, shot is up and good by Shelby Gray. Gray with 4 points tonight. That makes it 36-21, and driving down is Kelsey going for Litchfield, and she makes the basket and crashes to the floor, draws a foul, and has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul that time on Hannah Luckett of Hillsborough. Hannah's third, team's first. Count the bucket by Kelsey going. She's got a dozen. That makes it 38-21, 2:48 to go in the third quarter. There's timeout on the floor. It's Litchfield 38, Hillsborough 21, back with more in 40 seconds.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
The Grand Slam, America's favorite breakfast. Now you can build your own Grand Slam at Denny's. Pick any four items from the special list that includes better for you options. The Grand Slam, now just what you want. And don't forget to try the Grand Slamwich. Egg, sausage, bacon, ham, mayonnaise, cheese on potato grilled with maple spice spread. It's sure to be your new favorite. And remember, breakfast is served 24/7 only at Denny's. Well, the Purple Panthers have scored 18 points here in this third quarter to the Hilltoppers 11. And at the free throw line, Kelsey going, a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. 2:48 remaining in this third period. Going's free throw is up, and it is on the money. Kelsey has a baker's dozen tonight. 39-21, Litchfield with the lead. Hillsboro with the basketball. Shelby Gray into the front court to Rachel Puckett. Into the corner to Lohman. Back to Puckett. Cross court it comes to Gabon. And now we've got a foul called on Litchfield. I think it's on Taylor Niehaus. No, it's not going to be Niehaus. It's going to be Rachel Yeager. Yeager gets her first, team third. Out of bounds for the Toppers on the baseline. Trigger man is Lohman. Into Aaron Satterley in the right corner. Back out to Rachel Puckett. Looks for a cutter through the lane. Here's Gabon. Turns, shoots the three. Around and out. No good. Rebound pulled down by Shelby Smith. Long pass ahead to Morgan Painter. Left corner, lobs in for going. Kelsey grabs, and a foul on the floor against Aaron Satterley. Satterley gets her second. That's the team second. Out of bounds for Litchfield on the baseline. 39-21, Litchfield has an 18-point advantage. 2:23 to go, third quarter. It was 8-6 at the end of the first quarter in favor of Litchfield. 20-10 at the half. Now 39-21 with 2:20 to go. Litchfield with the ball. A three from Painter. No good. Rebound by Courtney Gabot for Hillsboro. Gabot races into the front court. Feeds off to Rachel Puckett, who is fouled by Morgan Painter. Painter gets her first. Team's fourth. Out of bounds for the Toppers. 2:11 to go. Congratulations again to the Litchfield Panther Cubs. Winning the 8th grade state basketball tournament at Monticello last night in this Class 3A tournament. Here's Aaron Satterley, a jump shot from the wing for Hillsboro, no good. Rebound pulled down by Morgan Painter for Litchfield. We had several of the young ladies on the sports show this morning. They were delighted to have on the sports show. Hillsboro with a steal. Come back with a bounce pass into the lane. It's deflected away, jump ball. And it's going to belong to the Purple Panthers, so essentially the team's trade turnovers. 16 for each team now. A minute 54 to go, third quarter. And Litchfield has a 39-21 lead. Litchfield with the basketball. Taylor Niehaus in across the midcourt stripe to the right side. Gives it off to Shelby Smith, who works off a pick. Gives back to Going. Kelsey cuts to the basket and lays it up and in. 15 points for Kelsey Going. 41-21. Litchfield with the lead. Hillsboro with the basketball. Satterley feeds inside. Gabot with the left hand. Good! What a terrific move by Courtney Gabot with the left hand. 6 points for Courtney. 41-23. Litchfield with the lead. The ball and 80 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Painter going back door to Going. Deflected away. Picked up by Painter again. And now her pass is thrown out of bounds. Turnover 17 by Litchfield. Here comes Stephanie Luttrell back in replacing Morgan Painter. As the Lady Hilltoppers with the basketball, trailing 41-23 with a minute 3 to go, third period. Rachel Puckett with it out front. Around to the near side to Tekla Lohman. Into the corner to Shelby Gray. Back out front to Gabot. Courtney with the fake. Drives down the lane. Stops. Puts it up and in. Courtney Gabot. Good things happen when you take the ball to the basket. She's got 8. 41-25. That cuts the Litchfield lead. Litchfield pushes it up the floor. Into Kelsey Going. Another shot right off the glass and in. And she draws the foul. The basket will count. Foul is against Hillsboro's Aaron Satterley. Aaron's third, team's third. Kelsey Going with a bucket. Now has 17 points. That makes it a 43-25 lead for the Purple Panthers. 43 seconds to go in this third quarter, and this third quarter has been very good to the Purple Panthers of Litchfield. As Going tries to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. She cannot. The ball is loose. Picked up by Stephanie Luttrell of Litchfield. So the Purple Panthers hold on to it. Now they try to pass it inside. And standing right there was Aaron Satterley for Hillsboro. Feeds off to Gabot. Courtney drives in and draws a foul. And the foul called against the Purple Panthers, Stephanie Luttrell. Her third, team's fifth, two free throws for Courtney Gabot of Hillsboro. With a half a minute to play here in the third quarter, Toppers trailing 43-25. Free throw good. Courtney now with 9 points tonight, 43-26. As Going will leave and Shayla Grossenheider will enter the Litchfield contest. or the Litchfield lineup. Anna Luckett comes off the bench. She'll be checking in shortly here for the Hilltoppers. Meanwhile, Courtney Gabeau's free throw is no good. The ball poked around, picked up underneath Rachel Puckett. She draws the foul, and Tori Sisson the guilty party this time for Litchfield. Sisson's third, team six. Two free throws coming up. Puckett with 2 points on the evening. We'll get a couple of free throws here with 27 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Rachel's free throw is around and out, no good. Here comes Luckett into the Hillsboro lineup as Aaron Satterley will get a rest. Don't forget for our broadcast schedule, podcast of all of our games, go to our website, WSMIRadio.com. Next toss by Puckett is good. Rachel with 3 points tonight. That makes it 43-27. Litchfield with the lead. Amanda Nevins inbounds the basketball for Litchfield. The ball knocked right back out of play, and they're going to give it to Litchfield. So a break for the Purple Panthers as the Toppers have come with some full-court pressure now. 24 seconds to go in this third quarter. As the Panthers inbound in the backcourt, Grossenheider, the trigger man, looking, gets the ball into Amanda Nevins. Amanda into the front court, backdoor pass Sisson, Tori shot block, gets it back, puts it up and in. Tori Sisson, persistence pays off. She's got four, 45-27 Litchfield. Hillsboro with the basketball, Gabeau underneath, layup good. Courtney Gabeau with 11 points, 45-29, 6 seconds to go. Here's Niehaus, has the ball knocked away. Nevins with it, with two, with one, and that's it. After three quarters of play, the Litchfield Lady Panthers 45, the Lady Hilltoppers of Hillsboro 29. Back with fourth quarter action in just 60 seconds.
Hillsboro Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsboro Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsboro Energy.
This broadcast is brought to you by the Shine Shop in Litchfield, Auto Cleanup with a Difference, Garrow's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, the Verdant Dairy Queen, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, Nokomis Tire and Auto Repair, Baker Custom Homes and Building in Litchfield, and by Farmers Pellet Company in Farmersville.
You tuned into the game for great sports entertainment, but where do you turn for quality banking services? Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Take advantage of the full range of products and services that are provided by local people at Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Terry Toad back at Simmons Gymnasium, Litchfield High School, Hillsboro with the basketball, trailing 45-29 as we begin the fourth quarter of play, and the Purple Panthers knock the pass out of bounds, so Toppers will get it on their end of the floor, right in front of the stage area here at Simmons Gymnasium. Courtney Gabeau, the trigger man, looks, fires the ball out front to Aaron Satterley. Around to the left side to Hannah Luckett. Hannah dribbles back to the free throw line. Back to the right corner to Gabeau, and Courtney's call for traveling. Turnover number 17 by the Toppers. Purple Panthers outscored Hillsboro 25-19 in that third quarter. It was a pretty good quarter for the Lady Hilltoppers as well. But Litchfield had the better of it, and they have a 45-29 lead. Here's Shelby Smith dribbling from coast to coast. Feeds off to going. Kelsey is fouled. Looks like Faith Burkett will get the foul. And for Faith, that will be her first, team's fourth. And Kelsey going at the charity stripe to shoot two for Litchfield. Free throw is up and good. Going now with 18 points as the Purple Panthers increase their lead to 46-29. Lone loss on the year for Litchfield came to the hands of Pena. Very good Pena team this year. And Coach J.R. Badura's here watching these two teams tonight, scouting. There's a matchup with the Hilltoppers. 47-29 is an 18-point lead, and now traveling call against the Hilltoppers. Turnover number 18 by Hillsboro. And the ball will go back to Litchfield. Courtney Gabeau is out. Rachel Puckett back in for the Lady Toppers. As the ball comes into Shelby Smith for Litchfield. Shelby feeds off the going in the lane. Kelsey misses a layup and the rebound by Hillsboro. Rachel Puckett races into the front court. Off to Shelby Gray. Out front to Satterley. Back to Gray. Shelby swings it around to Faith Burkett. Top of the key, off to Luckett. Anna, couple of dribbles, gives off to Puckett. Rachel turns, shoots from 17, around and out, no good. Ball loose on the floor, going with it. Outlet pass to Smith. Here we go. Shelby in for the layup, and she missed it. Rebound by Faith Burkett of Hillsboro. 7 minutes to go in the game. Litchfield with a 47-29 lead. Hillsboro with the basketball. Luckett. Around to the right side, they go to Burkett. Back out front now to Shelby Gray. Lobs inside to Satterley. Back to Gray. Here's a three. No good. Rebound on the weak side by Shelby Smith of Litchfield. Smith almost lost her dribble. Now she's running out of time in the backcourt. Finally gets it across the stripe. Feeds across to the right side. And a three-pointer from Morgan Painter will not count. A foul prior to that. A blocking foul against the Hilltoppers. Rachel Puckett. That'll be Rachel's third, team's fifth. And out of bounds for the Purple Panthers on the baseline. They post one player at each corner of the lane. And the trigger man will be Morgan Painter. Fires it out front to Anglin. Back to the corner. Painter for three, around and out, no good. Rebound by the Hilltoppers. Gray quickly out to Burkett into the front court. 6:20 to play in the ballgame. Litchfield up by 18 points. Here's a long three from Burkett. Banked in! Oh, Faith banked it in straight on. I'll be darned. Oh, that went in a game of horse. 3 points for Burkett, 47-32 as the Purple Panthers force the ball up the floor quickly and throw it away for the 19th time tonight. The ball back to Hillsboro. 47-32 is the Litchfield lead. Hillsboro with the ball. 6:06 to go in this game. Whew. Burkett with a long three straight on. Last time down the floor. Top of the key, Shelby Gray with a three ball. No good. Ball popped loose. Picked up by Lohman. Feeds off to Satterley. Jump shot. No good. Punched out to the side. Picked up there by Anglin. A long outlet pass to Morgan Painter. Painter keeps it in play for Litchfield. They hand it to Puckett. Puckett feeds the ball ahead to Shelby Gray. Gives it back out on the wing to Katie DeLuca. DeLuca off to Satterley. Into the corner. Puckett for three. Around and out. No good. And the ball will be rebounded by Rachel Yeager. And a long pass to Kelsey going. Kelsey trying to, much like a football receiver, stretch out and receive the pass. But it was too far ahead of her. Out of bounds. Turnover 21. Ball back to Hillsboro. 5:18 to go in this ball game. Purple Panthers have a 47-32 lead. Hillsboro with the ball. Hoppers work it around the perimeter. Here's Gray. Now driving to the free throw line. Puts it up. No good. Rebound by Kelsey going. Now to Whitney Anglin. Here comes Litchfield on the fly. Anglin underneath Smith. Layup good. Shelby Smith with nine. A terrific pass from Anglin. And it's 49-32 in favor of Litchfield. Just under 5 minutes to go in this game. Hillsboro with the ball. Satterley at the right elbow. Gives it back out front. Here's DeLuca. And now a bump from behind by Shelby Smith. And Shelby will get her first personal foul. Seventh team foul. And Shelby Smith with 9 points tonight. But she does a heck of a lot of other things on the floor. Like rebounding and blocking out. And making some great passes. What a tandem between Shelby Smith and Kelsey going, this Litchfield Purple Panther team has. Meanwhile, at the free throw line will be DeLuca. Katie's free throw on the front end of a 1-1, no good. The foul that time, by the way, was on Smith. That was her first, team seventh. And Litchfield with the basketball. Pass inside to going, knocked away, picked up by Hillsboro. There's Gray feeding off to Courtney Gabeau, and Gabeau is fouled on trying for the layup. Now that time on Shelby Smith, who quickly gets her second. And Courtney Gabeau at the charity stripe to shoot two for Hillsboro with 4.5 to go in this game. And the free throw is on the money. A dozen points for Courtney Gabeau. A 49-33 lead for Litchfield. And Gabeau will try to add the 34th Hilltopper point of the night. And she cannot. Rebound by Shelby Smith. Dribbles to midcourt to Amanda Nevin. Left side of the key for the Purple Panthers. Another advantage that Litchfield has, they can go deep into their bench. They've got 9-10 different people that they can go to. There's a pass inside to Kelsey going over her head. Turnover 23 by Litchfield. Toppers with the basketball. Gabeau from the left corner to the free throw line. Jump shot is banked off the glass and in. Gabeau with 14 points. 49-35. Litchfield with the lead. The ball and 4 minutes to go in the game. Here's Taylor Niehaus down to Kelsey going out of the reach of Kelsey. Turnover number 24. The Purple Panthers scored 25 points, only had 3 turnovers in the third quarter, have amassed 6 turnovers here in this quarter, and have scored only 4 points, and lead 49-35. Toppers with the ball, and now a foul on Shelby Smith. Smith will get her third. That'll be the team's 9th. And who will be at the line? Looks like it's going to be Katie DeLuca. Toppers coming into this final quarter were only 2 of 9 from the charity stripe. Free throw up by DeLuca, no good. Rebound poked around, who's got it? That was going, but she threw it right into the hands of Courtney Gabeau, and the feed back across by DeLuca is knocked out of bounds. For the team's trade turnovers, it will go back to Hillsboro with 3:37 to go in the ball game. Litchfield leading Hillsboro 49-35. Girls basketball tonight here on WSMI-FM 106, America's high school sports leader. Tony Tuto producing our broadcast tonight on FM 106. Here's Gabeau, a runner, a one-handed shot in the lane is good. Courtney with 16 points. 49-37, that's the closest the Toppers have been for a while. Here's a pass inside, or in to get the ball inbounds to Stephanie Luttrell, to Taylor Niehaus. Taylor down the lane, off the going. Kelsey lays it off the glass and in. Going with 21 points. 51-37, back to a 14-point advantage for Litchfield with 3 minutes to go. Down the lane, layup good by Shelby Gray for Hillsboro. As Gray tucked it away, went around the defender and laid it off the glass and in. Shelby with 6 points, 51-39. Ball knocked out of bounds, forced off of Shelby Smith of Litchfield, and it's going to belong to the Hilltoppers. And some of the starters back in now for Litchfield. In fact, all the starters back in for Litchfield. 2:51 to go in the game. Hillsboro trailing 51-39. Toppers inbound the basketball to Satterley on the left side. Back out front. Here's a three from DeLuca. Short. Rebound battle four. It's on the floor. Picked up by Rachel Yeager of Litchfield. Into the front court. Left side. Yeager almost lost the handle on it. Gets it back to Whitney Anglin. Anglin out near midcourt with the ball. 2.5 to play. And here's Rachel Puckett colliding with Rachel Yeager. Puckett will draw the foul. That'll be her 4th. Team 6 out of bounds one more time for the Purple Panthers. 2.5 to play in this contest. Litchfield leading by a dozen. Litchfield inbounds the basketball. Yeager across the midcourt stripe. Down the lane she goes. Rachel for the layup, no good. Anglin picks it up out front. Back to Yeager in the corner. Rachel drives the baseline, puts it off the glass, and in. Will it count? It will. And a foul called against the Toppers. And this foul called against Courtney Gabeau. Courtney's first, team 7th. Yeager with the layup now has 8 points on the evening. That makes it 53-39 in favor of Litchfield, and Rachel's free throw good. 9 points for Yeager. 54-39 is the Litchfield lead, and time running out for the Toppers. 2:15 to go in this ball game. Purple Panthers watching the second tick away. Here's a three-pointer by Shelby Gray. Doesn't draw any iron. Got the backboard, but no iron. Litchfield with the rebound. Here's Anglin out front with the basketball. Inside the lane to Shelby Smith, and a holding foul against the Hilltoppers. Shelby Gray, I believe. Either going to be Gray or Gabeau, and it's going to be on Courtney Gabeau. Courtney gets her 2nd, team's 8th. At the free throw line, Shelby Smith to shoot the 1 and bonus for Litchfield. A minute 57 to play. Shelby's free throw no good. Rebound Courtney Gabeau. Litchfield leading 54-39. Hillsboro the ball. Gabeau from coast to coast puts up the shot, no good. Rebound underneath by Anglin. Whitney double team in the backcourt. Still with the basketball, running out of time. Gets the ball into the front court. Pivots around, feeds to Kelsey going into the corner. A three from Painter up, no good. Rebound pulled down by DeLuca for Hillsborough. Out to Gabeau. Courtney takes the ball, dumps it out on the wing. Here's Gray driving the lane. Layup good. Shelby Gray. 8 points. 54-41. That's the topper, or cuts the Litchfield lead back to 13, but only 80 seconds to go in this game, and the Purple Panthers are sitting pretty right now. Here's Yeager, out front to Painter. Around to the right side is Morgan. And now the Panthers are playing the clock. Out to Shelby Smith. Smith gives it back out front to Englund with 65 seconds to play in the game. And the Purple Panthers leading 54-41. Here's Yeager driving in, has the ball stripped away, diving on the floor. Board was Yeager after she lost the handle on it. And the Purple Panthers hold on to it with 50 seconds to play. And the Purple Panthers are going to come away with a win here tonight. Here's a ball still in the midcourt by Rachel Puckett. She missed the layup and was fouled by Anglin. Anglin gets her fourth personal foul, 10th team foul. That was the fourth, 28th Litchfield turnover of the night. And at the charity stripe, Rachel Puckett will shoot two free throws for the Hilltoppers. As we're probably about to have a massive substitutions here. 42 seconds to go in the game. Litchfield leading Hillsborough, 54-41. Free throw good by Rachel Puckett. She's got four. That makes it 54-42 and a host of players, new players in. Mercedes Johnson, a 5'7 sophomore for Hillsborough. Taylor Gutierrez, a 5'7 sophomore. Who else is in there? Let's see. That's Gretchen Hobby, a 5'11 freshman. Jay Sharp, a 5'3 sophomores in for Hillsborough. Free throws around and out, this time by Puckett. Rebound Kelsey going. Here come the Purple Panthers. Smith right down the lane, goes in for the layup and missed it. Rebound pulled down by Hobby. Gretchen gets the ball out to Rachel Puckett, half a minute to play. Puckett into the front court for the Hilltoppers. Out and on the sidelines by Yeager. Out at the edge of the lane to Gutierrez. Gives it back out. The ball down loose on the baseline, picked up by the Purple Panthers. Here comes Yeager on the fly. Right side, gives it out front to Niehaus. 10 seconds to go in the game. They go back door, reverse layup. Good. Oh, Stephanie Lettrow with the reverse layup. And that's going to do it. The Purple Panthers win this one tonight, 56-42 over the Lady Hilltoppers. We'll come back with more from Simmons Gymnasium after these messages.
Hi, this is Dan with Morton Buildings in Litchfield. Do you have a vision for your property? Let us complete your ideas by spring. Order now to take advantage of our lower prices for construction this winter. You'll get more building for less and move in by spring when you participate in Morton's limited time winter work promotion. Call us in Litchfield today at 324-2002 or go to mortonbuildings.com.
RogerJennings.com is your internet connection to Roger Jennings in Hillsboro. Pre-shop the inventory, meet team members, and find out more about the dealership. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, or you need a GM award-winning service department, just visit Roger Jennings in Hillsboro or visit RogerJennings.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice in Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
You know, a good breakfast makes the whole day better, and Denny's has done it again, bringing you the first-ever breakfast appetizer. It's called Pancake Puppies, and they're a great addition to any meal. Starting at $1.99 with ever-changing flavors, you can never get tired of eating them. And if you're in a hurry, just call Denny's in Litchfield to get your breakfast to go. Great Denny's food kept hot in their revolutionary to-go container. Denny's, real breakfast, served all day long. Well, for the Purple Panthers tonight, a 56-42 win over the Lady Hilltoppers of Hillsborough. Scoring-wise for Hillsborough, Courtney Gabeau, 16 points tonight, 3 from Faith Burkett. Shelby Gray had 8. Rachel Puckett had 4. 7 points from Hannah Luckett and 4 from Aaron Satterley. Quarters of 6, 4, 19, and 13. Toppers were 4 of 15 from the line. 21 turnovers. They're now 7-4 on the season, 4-1 in conference play for Litchfield. 9 points from Yeager, 7 from Painter, 21 points from Kelsey Going, 2 from Amanda Nevins, 9 from Smith, 2 from Grossenheider, and 2 from Luttrell, 4 from Sisson. Quarters of 8, 12, 25, and 11. Purple Panthers were 4 of 10. They had 28 turnovers, and with that win, Litchfield now 8-1 overall and 2-1 in conference play. I want to thank our sponsors who made the broadcast possible. Thanks to Tony Tuto, who produced our broadcast tonight, and our friends here at Litchfield High School, always for their hospitality. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Once again, the final, Litchfield 56, Hillsborough 42. I'm Terry Totes. So long from Litchfield.